Congress to order at 3:35. In light of the late hour, we'll probably have to cancel today's meeting. Or make it brief.
Brief.
For the record, we have Representative Crawford, Lynn, Adu, and myself, Cott. Do have a quorum. We have one matter before us. That's House Bill 377. We do have a member of the sponsor of staff with us and a CS that we need to adopt. Representative Lynn.
Hey, Mr. Chair, I would move a CS for House Bill 377, 24-LS1471/G.
Without objection, then we've adopted the work draft G, Bannister 22806. Are there questions for the member's sponsor? Sponsor's staff.
Staff. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I have no question. I guess, what is the difference between a CS and the original?
Representative Lynn, through the chair, for the record, my name is Michael Pulowski, and I'm an aide for Representative Meyer. The committee substitute is a correction of an oversight in the original bill, original version, which explains the entire intent of the bill. In the original version, the exemption to having to have drawings prepared by a professional architect or engineer was for a building of four families, which would be a fourplex, not more than three stories high. That wasn't quite consistent with the International Residential Code or Building Code. And so in the committee substitute, we've added instead two families and three stories high. So we've gone from a fourplex to a duplex, which matches the
I guess
code.
We really should have figured that out before we move the amendment.
Yeah, it's Representative Du, any questions? Thank you for your testimony. We'll have Mr. Bill Taylor, who's online, if you want to comment on the committee substitute.
Yes, good afternoon. This is a very simple bill, and all we're trying to do is make the state statute consistent with the International Residential Code, and we've changed the language just slightly to make it clearer, and it's really just a housekeeping measure.
Okay, thank you very much, Bill, for standing by.
You're welcome.
This legislation is supported by the Anchorage Homebuilders Association. I don't see any opposition. If there's no further questions, we're ready for a motion. Representative Crawford.
Oh. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move CS for House Bill number 377, version G, and with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal notes.
Okay, seeing or hearing no objection, then the bill is moved. Thank you very much for your attention today. Thank you for your testimony, Fish, and we are adjourned at 3:38.
Thank you.